this teaching, this succinct teaching of know and let go. I notice there's this tendency in the mind to kind of go through the motions of that without really sort of being able to enter into it. Mm-hmm. Like there's depths and layers of.
Oh yeah, there's. It keeps going down.
And so the tendency to sort of like skitter along on the surface. It seems like you can waste a lot of time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there, I don't know, what do I do about that?
Well, I think the thing is, I mean, that's where honesty, it really comes down to being honest with oneself, of course, because, yeah, you're not doing the practice for anybody else. So that sense of really, because one is cultivating the practice, and so that one is really cultivating that sense of honesty, and so that one isn't fooling myself. Okay, I'm really keeping myself busy here, and things are really rolling along, whereas in reality, skipping along the surface, and one knows one, one knows one's cutting corners, and obviously we do that all the time, because it takes effort to that extra bit of attention, that extra bit of patience, that extra bit of peeling away a layer that we might not want to see what's underneath. So there is a sort of honesty that is one has to keep relying on. But then it starts to tie into other aspects of those wholesome qualities or varna. So you sort of see how those are a helpful part of the process of supporting the path. Because on an ideal level, we just go straight for the throat and have it be a done deal. But then there's all these different ways that the mind gets clouded or distracted or uncomfortable, and so then that template of the Varanis is a really useful template, even if it's not used by the Buddha, but one recognizes how useful it's been in implementing, in the sense of with that quality of honesty, but then that's that patience. And then if I said patience, you can't just sort of slog along with patience. One has to have a sort of loving kindness. And then it has to be calm, but then, you better be discerning, so you have to punya. And then you can start to be a bit too incisive, so you need kind of a generosity of spirit. So that, you start realizing, it all fits together. There's a balance that is required in sort of shoring up that desire to get to the heart of it.